Kildare Today with Hannah Kelly.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun. With style, with pleasure, with you.
Now, Sinn Féin is holding a neutrality meeting in the Osprey Hotel in Naas this evening, with spokesperson on Defence and Foreign Affairs Dunica O'Leary announced as the main speaker. Kildare TDs Raida Cronin and Seanan Iarthaigh will also be in attendance, and Deputy O'Leary has warned of the government's intent on removing the triple lock and eroding Irish sovereignty. And he joins me on the line now. Good morning, Deputy. Thanks for taking our call on the Kildare Today show.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
I suppose the first question to ask is there a feeling amongst Sinn Féin, and what you think a feeling amongst the general public about the triple lock and the concern for the future of it?
I think there is a lot of concern. This is part of a campaign that we have right across the country. We're doing meetings right up and down every part of the island. And we're tonight in the Osprey Hotel in Naas at 7:30 with Raida Cronin and Seanan Iarthaigh. It's a very important campaign. I think the Irish people value neutrality. I think they understand that Ireland is a small country, but how do we best exercise influence in the world? And I think that that's as a voice for peace, a voice against war, and a voice for diplomacy and dialogue and international law. I think a lot of people understand that neutrality is central to that. The government say that they're not trying to get rid of our neutrality. But to me, it's very clear that getting rid of the triple knock neutrality protection has the potential to seriously undermine that. And, you know, we use that language sometimes in the Dáil, and it's not necessarily something people are familiar with. What the triple lock is that for Irish personnel to be deployed on an international mission, it has to have a UN mandate. It has to be a UN mission, that it's a UN peacekeeping mission, and that's our view, that that is clearly the best standard, that is the best organisation that would be in a position to organise peacekeeping missions. The other two parts of it are that it would have to have the support of the Dáil and the support of the government, i.e. the cabinet. But obviously those last two, that's more or less the same thing most of the time, unless you have a minority government. So what we know from Oireachtas Committee hearings, from discussion on this with the Department of Defence and from the Minister, is that in the future, any Irish government that has a majority will be in a position to deploy Irish troops to anywhere that they want. And I know that they'll say that they have to have reference to the UN Charter and so on, but ultimately, it's the same people who'll be measuring that who will be taking the decision. We don't agree with that. We believe that if we want to keep our position as a neutral country that enjoys respect across the world for the track record that our peacekeepers have had, then clearly the way to do that is to ensure that where troops are deployed internationally, and we have great respect for the Defence Forces and huge pride in the record of our peacekeepers over many decades on peacekeeping missions. If we want to keep that respect, if we want to keep that esteem that we're held in because of our neutrality, then getting rid of the triple lock is a significant mistake. And there are other issues as well in terms of Seanan and so on.
Is there a risk that by continuing on with the triple lock that it would kind of isolate Ireland within the EU? I think we, compared to other EU states at the moment who are increasing their defence and sending more forces out, is there a risk then that Ireland would be isolated if we didn't move along with them?
Well, the first thing to say is that we're not the only neutral country in the EU. There are others, such as Austria and Malta and others as well. So I don't think that, and actually what Ireland should be doing is working with other neutral countries to preserve respect for the role of neutral countries within the EU. But just as well to say, just that point in terms of defence, because there's a lot of myths put out there in terms of the triple lock, and some of the strongest arguments the government kind of make are ones that really, when you dig into it, there's not a lot of basis to it. So they talk about rescuing Irish personnel, Irish citizens internationally. They talk about humanitarian evacuations. They talk about missions to intercept drugs and criminal justice type things like that. And they say, well, we need to get rid of the triple lock to deal with all these things. But actually, see, when we got into debating the heads of bill, the draft legislation in the committee, it was very clear that the triple lock didn't prevent us from doing any of those things. And we do believe it's important that the Irish Defence Forces are positioned to participate in training in humanitarian evacuations, in rescue of Irish citizens, and in criminal justice type operations like that. But one of the other myths that's out there is that, well, look, our Defence Forces are in a terrible condition. We need to invest in them. The triple lock is some sort of a problem. Absolutely not. By no means. There's nothing in the triple lock that prevents us from investing in the Defence Forces. Actually, it's successive Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments that have underinvested in our defence forces. As far as Sinn Féin is concerned, Ireland needs to be strong in defence and strong in neutrality. And the two things can should absolutely complement each other. As far as we're concerned, I was at the PD4 conference during the week, and it's actually the men and women of the defence forces who are its greatest asset. But we have a situation now where there are millions of euros in allowances that were already agreed that are not being paid out, that the state is in breach of the working time directive, and there's an awful lot of other issues. And we are still... There are still more people have left the defence forces in the last 5 years than have joined it. Why? Because the pay and conditions are not good enough, because the respect shown to the defence forces isn't good enough. So we absolutely need to invest in our defence forces. We need to build that up. We need to build our capacity, especially in terms of naval capacity, cyber security, and in terms of ensuring we have a full picture in terms of what goes on in our seas and our skies. But that's in our own interest, and we make that investment and that decision in our own interest. That does not mean that we have to deploy Irish personnel on missions of what kind, we don't know, because the government is not telling us. If they're not going to send them on UN missions, then they're not telling us what kind of missions are they going to send them on. So we think it's vitally important that pressure comes on, because look, all the opinion polls show the Irish people value neutrality. They want to keep it. They want to keep the triple lock.
What do the defence forces say? Do we have any insight into what they're saying, what their views on the triple lock is, and if they want to continue it or not?
Well, look, I suppose the defence forces typically wouldn't take, I suppose they would see that as a political position and it's not for them, and they would defer to the political side and the civilian side in terms of decision making on civilian matters. From speaking to defence forces individuals outside of their duties, I think an awful lot of people in the defence forces are concerned about what's happening. Obviously, different people have different views, but I do think people are concerned. They are extremely proud of the Irish track record in terms of peacekeeping missions, because we have committed to UN missions, and that's the kind of peacekeeping missions that Irish personnel go on, then they know that they are operating on a strong international law basis, that they have strong backing in that regard, and they can go forward confident in what they're doing. I would be concerned about what are the kind of missions that an Irish government wants to send them on. And one of the other myths there that people put out is the veto that the Security Council, that some of the states have. But the thing that I think some people try and misrepresent about that is it's not that there are some UN missions that Irish personnel can't go on. It's that the mission doesn't happen at all. So there isn't a UN mission that Irish personnel are missing out on. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to encourage people to increase the pressure. The Irish people are very clear. They want to keep neutrality, they want to keep the triple lock, but what we're trying to achieve now is that the government understand that this matters to people, that this isn't just a marginal issue. So that's some of the reason that we've meetings, such as tonight in the Osprey Hotel in Naas and right across the country, and we're part of organisations that have been organising demonstrations. So we want to keep the pressure on. The other issue I would mention as well, like in terms of our neutrality, is the fact that we have had the most appalling abuses of human rights in the Middle East in recent years, in Palestine and more recently in Lebanon as well, a genocide in Gaza and in Palestine. And all the while, there are countless flights travelling through Irish airspace, stopping in our airports, and no inspections going on. If we are serious about being neutral, then we have to ensure that there are not flights going through Irish airspace and Irish airports through to zones of conflict, and in the case of Palestine, zones of genocide. That we cannot accept that, and there needs to be a change in the legislation if it's required to ensure that checks are happening. But checks have to happen. It's unacceptable that that isn't happening. So that's a part of this picture as well, and I think the Irish people understand the importance of this. So it's about our place in the world, it's about how do we best use our influence, and it's about what are Ireland's values. So I think it's vitally important. We're hoping that people can attend tonight, but just generally the pressure on their government representative.
I was just going to ask, with it being a meeting in the Osprey tonight, is that available for the public to attend? Some messages are coming in relation to neutrality. Is it about hearing all sides of this tonight to get people having this discussion?
We're happy to hear, everyone's contributions. It's a public meeting, open to the public, and we look forward to hearing people's views and to giving them our perspective on this matter.
Deputy, thanks for joining us on the line this morning. That is Deputy O'Leary warning that the government's intent on removing the triple lock and is eroding Irish sovereignty. It comes as Sinn Féin is holding a neutrality meeting tonight in the Osprey Hotel in Naas, with the spokesperson on Defence and Foreign Affairs, Donica O'Leary, announced as the main speaker. Deputy, thanks for joining us on